If you are undocumented or know someone who is, the sight of a van driving through your neighborhood with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement logo on the side can give you a jolt. Students at El Colegio High School in South Minneapolis know that feeling. Their public charter school also serves as a community center. Every day it bustles with events, meetings, dance classes, or driver's ed sessions. Almost all of the students at the school are Latino or of indigenous descent, and many have parents, grandparents, or aunts and uncles who are undocumented. Those students woke up to the news this morning that the Trump administration is once again planning raids across the country to arrest thousands of undocumented immigrants. Minneapolis is not among the 10 key cities the raids are targeting. Still, Norma Garces, the school's executive director, says her students are scared.
There's a lot of fear in the community and concern and the unknown. So we have meetings where we prepare the families to what could happen. We bring lawyers so they don't get fraud, but they hear from the right sources about how to be prepared, what they need, real tangible things that are going to help them to be prepared for anything.
In the past, when these headlines have popped up, possible raids, I mean, what kind of advice do you give your students? Do you give to staff?
We have a form, like a checklist. They put all their documents ready in a box so that the kids know, like, there's where the passports are. This is where your birth certificates are. This is your vaccinations. This is your bank accounts. This is who's responsible for the bank accounts, because I'm a high school. So a lot of the kids might be responsible for their siblings if their parents would be picked up.
So if the parents were picked up, then the kids are suddenly, I mean, they have the materials they need. But boy, that's really tough, because they're still kids, right? And suddenly they're thrust into adulthood. How do you get them ready for that?
They have to talk about it. I have family members that are not documented, and I talk about it with my students. And everybody knows somebody who doesn't have documents, who is a very important part in our community and is a vital person for somebody. So we have to talk about it.
Have you ever been concerned that there might be a possibility that the El Colegio school itself would be raided?
ICE will park a couple blocks from here, and the kids will know, because they will get off the bus and they will walk to school petrified because they saw ICE when they were getting off the bus. When we talked to the politicians, they said that they were looking for someone, so that's why they stopped right there, for a parent, I guess. But the schools that were nearby will call each other and will let each other know where ICE was. But what we had to do with the students was that if ICE was nearby, we blow a whistle in the playground and the kids will come in, no questions asked. And it happened twice.
Wow.
But we had to do that.
Is that still a concern?
They can come into a school and arrest a student because they're over 18. So we don't know if they will show up.
I mean, that's got to be really tough for the kids to see, you know, ICE patrol cars on their way to school. When you brought those immigration attorneys to the school to talk to students about their rights, how did that go? What kind of questions did the students ask?
They're very concerned for their parents. They're very concerned for their aunts and uncles who don't have documents. They might have an older brother that is not documented, and everybody else is citizen. So everybody has somebody. So they were asking a lot of questions about that. What if they go back? What if you have a green card? Will you be deported? What if you get detained as a citizen? They're very concerned that they will get confused. How would they prove that they're citizens?
And what about your staff, Norma? I mean, they're the ones who have to comfort the kids. How are they feeling?
Well, we have to be there for the kids, right? And if they were working in a bigger school where they don't talk about it, when they know the kids are in fear, that maybe just one teacher, but they cannot talk to their principal about it, or the principal is like, that's not our business and we should not be asking the kids about these things, don't create more gossip or whatever. Like in the big schools, it will be diminished. In here, we're all helping each other. My staff knows what to say. Everybody knows the lawyers are part of our community. We are in a community that we're safe. We have created that more intentionally in the last 2 years.
These raid announcements, the White House announced one a few weeks ago, and then President Trump met some resistance and said they'd be postponed. Do the on-again, off-again announcements impact students at your school?
Of course. You could see, like, the anxiety on the kids. You can see the, you know, everybody on their phone texting their parents, like I'm okay, but ICE is in the corner. All we needed was one person to put ICE is 2 blocks from El Colegio. So if I'm a parent of El Colegio, I'm going to be worried.
Do you have a particular story about a student who is worried about all of this, maybe even worried about deportation or being separated from their family?
I mean, I only have a green card. And my son, who's a U.S. citizen, worries about it and gets anxiety about it. Like, mom, would they take you? And because of the job that you do, will they come in? And I will be the one dealing with ICE outside. So would I be arrested because I'm resisting to take one of my students? So he worries about that.
What,
so
we what have do you tell him?
That I'll be okay. That we have a lot of communities that a lot of community that will back us up and that will not let me, you know, take away. But if they take me away in 24 hours, I'll be in Mexico probably and he'll join me.
In your heart of hearts, do you believe that, that you will be okay?
In my heart of hearts, I think it might be a bigger deal because I'm a principal and I'm putting everything on the line.
Norma, we're thinking about you and all your students there at the El Colegio High School in Minneapolis.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Norma Garces heads El Colegio High School in South Minneapolis, Minnesota.